From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that Representative Mark Molinaro is refusing to criticize Representative Elise Stefanik for calling some of those arrested for participating in the attempted violent overthrow of the government on January 6, 2021, and I quote, hostages, end quote. More than 1,200 people have been charged with federal crimes for their role in the January 6 events, including trespassing and assaulting police officers, and more than 700 have pleaded guilty. Stefanik called them, and I quote, hostages, end quote, on the Meet the Press television show January 7th, after former President Donald Trump had used the same term several times. Molinaro said, and I quote, I don't judge how other members comport themselves. I haven't done that. I'm not going to start now, end quote. Actually, Molinaro was one of the representatives recently leading the charge to oust the serial liar George Santos from the House. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, also said, and I quote, my perspective is, by the way, every person in this country deserves due process in a public and speedy trial, end quote. And he said he and Stefanik, and I quote, work really closely together. We have a great deal of respect for one another, end quote. Brooklyn Representative Hakeem Jeffries questioned this week why Republicans in New York, such as Molinaro, have not, and I quote, denounced, end quote, Stefanik for her comments, and why they, and I quote, continue to rely on her fundraising support in order to try to fool the voters in New York and pretend like they believe in moderation, end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Jeanette Wolfberg reports for the Upstater that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors passed the county's budget for 2024 on December 13th with a 1.4% tax levy increase. The budget totaled $172.4 million, a 5.6% increase from the year before. Board Chair Matt Morrell guessed that property owners on the average would see a tax rate decrease of 3.2% because property values in the county increased. Raymond Stats from Claremont and John Riley of Gallatin voted against the budget, with Riley saying, and I quote, I don't like the salary increase for supervisors, end quote, and I quote, I agree with Mr. Stats, we shouldn't be building reserves, end quote. Most supervisor salaries are increasing $1,000 a year in the budget. And you can read more about this story in the Upstater. Max Bevington reports for News 10 that Forbes magazine ranks New York as the 10th healthiest state in the nation. Northeastern states top the rankings with Connecticut as the third healthiest state. Massachusetts in 5th and New Jersey and New Hampshire at 7th and 8th, respectively. The magazine used 21 metrics across three major categories of risk factor, substance abuse, and lifestyle habits. New York ranked 9th and 12th in the first two categories, but was 21st in the nation for substance abuse, including the misuse of alcohol, opioids, illicit drugs, and prescription pain relievers, along with drug overdose rates. West Virginia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Kentucky finished at the bottom of the rankings. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.